Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
And I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it's a terrific Thursday.
Thursday.
What is it?
December
1st.
December.
2016.
Ringing in the last month of the year.
The last month of the year. Here we are. So, continuing with our discussions of relationships and all the things associated with relationships, today we're going to talk about couples therapy. And this is sort of related to the letter that we read yesterday from Frustrated Father. And we're going to talk a little bit about couples therapy and sort of the benefits and how do you handle couples therapy and maybe bringing up that topic with your significant other.
Right.
You know, as relationships begin to struggle, it is often that one or both of the people in the relationship will say, you know, maybe we should go see a therapist.
Right.
And so let's talk a little bit about some of the cues that let you know that maybe it's time to talk to a therapist. And then we're going to kind of go into the area of how do you handle it when your significant other doesn't want to go see a therapist.
Yeah, I think it divides into two things. When is it time and when is it too late?
Right.
You know, and I think we want to touch on both those topics today.
Right. Mm-hmm. So over the course of the last week and a half or so, we've talked about a lot of different issues. One is, you know, communication. We've talked about how to fight fair, how to interact with each other and how to resolve conflicts and how to just manage the normal things that happen that negatively impact relationships. And there comes a time in many relationships when all of the strategies, whether it's communicating, whether it's scheduling a time to resolve conflict, whether it's, you know, getting rid of the extra, the iPad and phone and all that kind of stuff that we tend to go to bed with, we get rid of all those things so that we can talk before bed. We, you know, we try to resolve conflicts at the end of the week, or, you know, try to prevent conflicts by preparing for at the beginning of the week. Sometimes, despite all of that stuff, there's still problems. And that might be a cue that therapy is indicated.
Right. If you find yourself arguing about the same things over and over and over again, if you find yourself getting stuck in these arguments and not being able, maybe it's time. You know, it may be time to bring in a referee. It may be time to call in some additional support.
Right.
Because you're obviously stuck and you want to maintain the relationship. Mm-hmm. Presumably you want to maintain the relationship, but you're going to need some help to get through these rough patches. And you're going to have rough patches.
Absolutely. I
mean, there's a reason why 50 to 60% of all marriages end in divorce.
Right.
And if you don't want yours to end in that manner, then do all you can to salvage it.
Right.
Okay. And if you and your partner aren't able to do it on your own, get some good help, but get good help.
Right.
Get competent help.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad advice out there.
There is. And, you know, and the challenge is I think finding the right person is a challenge that we'll talk about in just a moment. But, you know, if you've gone through some of the strategies that we've talked about, if you've identified a time to communicate so that you can resolve problems, if you've talked with each other in a way that you identify each other's buttons and make sure that you avoid those, and you do all you following the rules and all that kind of stuff, and it's still not working, or if one of you are doing all of those things and the other seems to be breaking the rules repeatedly, again, those are good signs that therapy is something that you should explore and think about.
Right.
But finding the right therapist is really important, and there's not the problem is that there's not a clear cut way that says, okay, this is what you look for,
right?
Because the right therapist is going to be the right therapist will be different for each couple.
Correct. That's right.
Is that the way to say it? I got confused as I was saying it. But the person that may be right for my relationship may not be right for your relationship.
Absolutely.
And so it's really important that you look at that. You know, there's going to be some therapists that you go to that, especially those that are more religious based, they're going to approach issues from a particular perspective.
That's right.
And I'm not saying that that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that you have to know that and be cognizant of that ahead of time.
And one of those perspectives is that, let's say we have partners and both are Christian. Mm-hmm. So they want to go to a pastoral counselor mm-hmm. or a Christian counselor. Nothing wrong with that,
right.
as long as they both agree.
Right.
Okay. Number two, you go to the counselor, and if it's a Christian counselor, that person may say to you, the husband is the decision maker.
Right.
There's a biblical phrase, mm-hmm. there's a Bible phrase that says, the man makes the decisions.
Right.
Okay. If both of you are okay with that,
right.
then you're with the right person.
Right.
But if you don't agree, then this is not going to work.
Absolutely.
This is going to become a divisive, mm-hmm. the therapist becomes a divisive issue.
Right.
So as long as you both agree, you're in the right place. But if you find yourself saying, no, I saw a few weeks ago, and she said, we went to this therapist and he made some comment about her, which put her completely off.
Right.
She had no trust, no confidence
right.
in him. They had to get somebody else.
Right.
They had to move on. It's not because anybody was, you're just with the wrong therapist.
Right.
Or, not there wasn't the I don't want to
wasn't
say
the
wrong
right one
there.
For them.
It wasn't the right one for you
right.
for what you were trying to solve.
And it has
so,
nothing to do with the competency
no.
of the therapist. Mm-hmm. It just has to do with the perspective from which they
the theoretical perspective, the practical perspective that person's working from, and not you just don't go to a therapist. You have to find the therapist that's right,
right
for the couple.
Right.
You know, it has to be this has to be a joint decision.
Right. Yeah, you can't just choose somebody out of the yellow pages and say,
yeah.
okay, this is who we're going to go to.
Right.
We just showed some age there talking about phone book and yellow pages because there's no such thing. You can't
there
just
isn't.
Google couples therapists and just say, oh, this is who we're going to go see.
That's true.
You may have to experiment. You may have to go see someone, see what you think about that person, go see someone else, see what you think about that person, and work it that way to find the person that best suits. Sometimes talking with relatives or friends, you know, who maybe have gone through some of that, talk to them about who they've worked with, who they've
right.
met with before to see what they thought and sort of the theoretical mm-hmm. perspectives that the therapist works from. But
right.
the bottom line is that it's not guaranteed that the first person you go and see is going to be the one that works for you. You're
That's
going
right.
to have to go see maybe see a couple of different therapists. I met a woman for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and I was the fourth therapist that she had seen. I was
mm-hmm.
the fourth. She had seen several therapists. She had
right.
seen a psychiatrist, and I was the first psychologist she had seen, but she was trying to find a therapist, somebody to
mm-hmm.
work with her. And so she was not experimenting. She was exploring different options and trying to find who would be the best fit for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a very healthy thing to do.
Right.
We
that's
don't
right.
want to just assume that the first person we see is going to be the one that works, because it doesn't always
it's
work
It's like
out
anything
that way.
Else you do. It's like going to a store. You know, there are sales people that you like, and they're not, you know, you go to buy a car, for example. And you may not like this, you know, this is not the right salesman for you
right.
because the approach that this person uses isn't for you. So it doesn't matter what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be somebody that meets your needs,
right,
you know,
right.
and everybody's different.
Right.
So.
And the final point we want to make today is how to manage the situation when your partner doesn't want
Right.
doesn't share your concern or doesn't share your interest in working with a therapist, because that happens very often.
It happens all the time. People will come in and say, no, I've talked to my spouse and she doesn't want to go to therapy, or
right.
he adamantly refuses.
Right. Couples therapy only works if it's a couple.
If it's a couple and they're coming in willingly.
Right.
Right.
And so what's important is that if you feel as though you as a couple need therapy and your partner denies it or refuses or
right.
whatever, however you view it, consider going to individual counseling. You
right.
know, go see someone for yourself. But there's going to be a really important piece to that you remember. The person that you go and see individually is your therapist.
Right.
And what that means is that your therapist is only going to see things from your perspective, because
right.
that's all that therapist is hearing.
That's right.
And so if that therapist he or she will make recommendations, make suggestions that may or may not find success, because again, he or she is only making recommendations from what you've shared. He does not have the perspective of your partner.
The therapist,
and that's really important to consider.
The therapist has incomplete information.
Right.
And the therapist is making decisions based on incomplete information.
Right.
And those are not always the best decisions to be made. But based on the information right. we have, this seems to be the best decision.
Right. I find myself, you know, when I'm in that situation as a therapist, mm-hmm. one of the things I often say is I always try to house it with, based upon what you've told me,
that's right.
or based upon what I've heard from you, mm-hmm. and I don't know your spouse. I've never, you know, I've never met him or her, mm-hmm. and so I don't know anything about from them. But based upon what you've told me, here's some things that we should work on, right. or here's some things that we should do, mm-hmm. Or that I would recommend. So it's really important that you remember that seeing someone individually puts that. Creates an alliance between right. you and that therapist. It does not necessarily mean that everything that that therapist recommends is going to work or to be really effective because they have limited information. And then, you know, as things progress, say you decide, your significant other decides to come go ahead and see a therapist with you. He or she may not be willing or interested in seeing that same therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Because he or she may know that you have allied with right. that therapist. And so
therapist,
that
right.
they're going to feel as though they're going mm-hmm. to, it's going to be, you know, two against one in that therapy session when that's not going to be a healthy way mm-hmm. to resolve anything. Even if the therapist, you know, I often tell couples or individuals and they say, you know, well, my husband has decided that he wants to see a therapist with me. You know, I know that I work really hard to remain, you know, if my role shifts a little bit in that kind of situation, I work really hard to say, you know, I will be as mm-hmm. impartial and make recommendations accordingly. But just because I'm able to do that or feel as though I'm able to do that does not necessarily mean that her husband
That's
will
right.
be okay with that. And mm-hmm. so then I'll have to make recommendations for other people, other therapists mm-hmm. for them to see yep. as a couple. And so then we have this situation where we have multiple therapists involved that's going to require communication between the therapists.
That's another level. That's right. It's more communication.
Yeah. So it does get a little bit complicated mm-hmm. when we have a scenario where an individual, at least initially, decides that they don't want to participate in the couples therapy that the one does. It does get a little bit more complicated.
Right.
So,
but it's important that the couple together choose the therapist.
Right.
And the next step is that the couple agree that this is the right therapist.
Right.
You have to, each person has to have faith in this particular therapist.
Right.
If you don't, it's not going to work.
Right.
I mean, because it's going to feel like something is being imposed on you or that you and the therapist are ganging up on the other
right.
person. Okay.
Right. And that
so,
doesn't make for good
no,
treatment.
No, it has to be equal. It has to be some, it's a decision you make together.
Right.
And if one or the other person's doesn't have complete confidence, then go find a therapist
right.
Where you can agree.
Right. Okay. Absolutely. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully that helps. And,
yeah.
you know, it's Thursday now. So tomorrow is the last morning show of the week. I'll get it out eventually. And tomorrow we're going to talk about a particular type of therapy that in counseling that really focuses on, all right, so the relationship isn't going to work.
Now
how do we amicably resolve
how do
these
we
issues?
Uncouple, right.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, uncoupling. So,
right.
All right, so that's tomorrow though.
Tomorrow being Friday.
December 2nd tomorrow. So. All right. I hope you all have a wonderful day today. Have a great Thursday. Good evening. And we'll see you tomorrow morning. All right.
Good day.
Bye-bye.